Even when we finally retired for the night, the inevitable Miss Grice was still my companion. We had only a short end of candle in our candlestick, and I dreaded lest she should talk till it was all burnt out. Fortunately, however, the heavy supper she had eaten produced a soporific effect. She was already snoring before I had finished undressing. There still remained an inch of candle. I now took out my letter. The seal was an initial F. I broke it. The contents were brief. If J.E., who advertised in the Herald of last Thursday, possesses the acquirements mentioned, and if she is in a position to give satisfactory references as to character and competency, a situation can be offered her where there is but one pupil, a little girl under 10 years of age, and where the salary is £30 per annum. J.E. is requested to send references, name and address, and all particulars to the direction Mrs. Fairfax, Thornfield, near Milcote. I examined the document long. The writing was old-fashioned and rather uncertain, like that of an elderly lady. This circumstance was satisfactory. A private fear had haunted me that in thus acting for myself and by my own guidance, I ran the risk of getting into some scrape, and above all things, I wished the result of my endeavours to be respectable, proper, en règle. I now felt that an elderly lady was no bad ingredient in the business I had on hand. Mrs. Fairfax. I saw her in a black gown and widow's cap, frigid, perhaps, but not uncivil, a model of elderly English respectability. Thornfield. That, doubtless, was the name of her house. A neat, orderly spot, I was sure, though I failed in my efforts to conceive a correct plan of the premises. Milcote. I brushed up my recollections of the map of England. Yes, I saw it, both the shire and the town. The shire was 70 miles nearer London than the remote county where I now resided. That was a recommendation to me. I longed to go where there was life and movement. Milcote was a large manufacturing town on the banks of a river. A busy place enough, doubtless. So much the better. It would be a complete change, at least. Not that my fancy was much captivated by the idea of the long chimneys and clouds of smoke, but, I argued, Thornfield will probably be a good way from the town. Here, the socket of the candle dropped, and the wick went out. Next day, new steps were to be taken. My plans could no longer be confined to my own breast. I must impart them in order to achieve their success. Having sought and obtained an audience of the superintendent during a noontide recreation, I told her I had a prospect of getting a new situation, where the salary would be double what I now received, for at Lowood I only got £15 per annum, and requested she would break the matter for me to Mr. Brocklehurst, or some of the committee, and ascertain whether they would permit me to mention them as references. She obligingly consented to act as mediatrix in the matter.